الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Amir of Ahl Sunnah's first Hajj, 1980. The Dua of Attar's successor. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the 20-page booklet, The Amir of Ahl Sunnah's first Hajj, allow them to perform Hajj and visit Medina many times over. Forgive them without accountability and bless them with the closeness to the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, perform obligatory Hajj. Its reward is indeed greater than participating in 20 ghazawat, and reciting salat upon me once is equivalent to this. Ghazawat, which is plural of ghazwa, referring to expeditions in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam personally participated. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Following the Murshid, the sacred month of Hajj had arrived. With the eyes set on performing Hajj and visiting Medina, yearnful pilgrims had embarked in groups to the Hijaz, i.e. Arabia. The fresh breezes that accompanied the arrival of Hajj enveloped the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's heart. His desire for Hajj flourished and bloomed ever further. Yet there was an issue. He may have arrived in Arabia, but his visa was specifically for Umrah. His fortune shone bright, and as it happened, an announcement was made detailing how anyone who paid the required sum could go on to perform Hajj. In those days, Hajj expenses were 425 or 500 riyals. Some people said, nobody checks, let's just go to Makkah and do Hajj. What's the need to make this payment? The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's sagacity told him not to do this. He instead relayed the matter to his Murshid, the Qutb of Medina, Ziauddin Ahmad Madani Rahmatullahi Alayh. The latter said, do Hajj by the law. Adhering to his Murshid's declaration, he submitted his passport to a travel agent through a friend. The agent forwarded said passport to Jeddah, where a Hajj visa could be made. Many days passed. The passport was nowhere to be seen. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah began to worry and grow restless. Hajj season was in full swing, with pilgrims arriving from all corners of the world. Time was running short. In Medina, the late Karachi-based scholar Jamil Ahmad Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayh saw the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah was deeply concerned. The former explained to the latter, I met a pious man on the streets of Medina. He gave me permission to recite. قَلَّتْ حِيلَتِي أَنْتَ وَسِيلَتِي أَغِثْنِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. In these hallowed streets, I too give you permission to recite this. This litany is extremely good for attaining whatever you seek. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah recited this but a few times, and his passport arrived with a visa. Alhamdulillah, in this way he set off for his first Hajj. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Traveling for Hajj with members of Ahlul Bayt. During his stay in Medina, he met many Islamic brothers, many of them becoming friends due to his sociability and good character. Some of them hailed from the Ahlul Bayt, and they displayed great affection towards him. They too intended to perform Hajj and offered for him to join them, to which he readily agreed. By the grace and mercy of Allah, this small group entered the Ihram state with intention to perform Hajj Qiran and embarked for Makkah. Hajj Qiran, this is the most superior type of Hajj. For detailed information, read Bahari Shariat, Volume 1, page 1155 of Part 6 and Rafiq al-Haramain. O Allah, I am present. The atmosphere in Makkah was electrifying and bustling as Hajj pilgrims from across the world arrived in droves. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah completed his Umrah with Tawaf of the Kaaba and Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. He also performed Tawaf al-Qudum, as anyone performing Hajj Qiran must also do this. The first Tawaf performed by the one arriving in Makkah from outside of the Miqat is called Tawaf al-Qudum. It is an emphasized Sunnah for the one performing Qiran. When finishing, he recalled the following incident of Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayh, in which the Imam put on his ihram but did not recite labbaik. When asked why, he replied, "I fear la labbaik shall be said to me in reply." People then mentioned it was a necessity for one to recite labbaik after entering the ihram state. When the Imam summoned the strength to recite, he fell unconscious. The thought of being present in the court of Allah overwhelmed him completely. This remained his state throughout Hajj. Whenever he said labbaik, he would fall unconscious. May Allah have mercy upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah began to think, "I have recited labbaik without any hesitation. Did I reflect on its meaning? Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. I am present. O Allah, I am present. Labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. I am present. You have no partner. I am present. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. Indeed, for you is all praise, grace and kingship. La sharika lak. You have no partner. My body did not tremble nor shudder, and I did not comprehend the gravity of what I was saying." Kissing the black stone. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, kissed the black stone and beheld Maqam-e Ibrahim, the latter of which houses a stone stood upon by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam whilst he constructed the Kaaba, Hajj on foot. At the time, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah was approximately 30 years old. He and those with him made intention to perform Hajj on foot. They then walked from Makkah to Mina to Arafah and finally Muzdalifah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, "Whoever walks from Makkah, performs Hajj and returns, 700 virtues similar to the virtues of the Haram shall be written for them." It was asked, "What do the virtues of the Haram amount to?" He replied, "Every virtue is 100,000. The Hanafi jurist Mufti Amjad Ali Al-Azami rahmatullahi alayhi comments on this hadith, "This means there are 70 million good deeds for every footstep. Wallahu zul fadlil azim. Allah is the possessor of great benevolence." The proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi encouraged, "If possible, perform Hajj by foot, as this is superior. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The book he befriended. This blessed journey is not easy to encapsulate in words. The book that accompanied the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah in this time was Anwar al-Bisharat fi Masail al-Hajj wa al-Ziyara. This was written by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh. Adding to this, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah remained barefoot in both Mecca and Medina. With the aid of Anwar al-Bisharat fi Masail al-Hajj wa al-Ziyara, Bahari Shariat, etc., and gathering together important modern issues from his personal experiences, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has compiled two comprehensive books, Rafiq al-Haramain and Rafiq al-Mu'tamirin. These are indispensable companions on Hajj and Umrah journeys. If one is fortunate enough to read the book 130 Accounts of Prophetic Devotees, he will attain a more elevated experience of Hajj journey. This is tried and tested. Journey to Mina. On the 8th of Zulhijjah, a sea of enthusiastic Hajj pilgrims surged towards Mina, arriving themselves with all necessary equipment and food. The group went onto a hill, whereupon they set up camp. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah faced many tests throughout this experience, but he always reminded himself that Allah being pleased is what matters most. The first test was suffering pain in his back from scaling and descending the hilltop. He went with a friend to a hospital for a checkup. He then faced another test by forgetting where his group had set up camp. This caused him to be separated from the others for an entire day. The plains of Arafah. On the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, millions of Allah's guests were preparing to leave for Arafah. The greatest pillar of Hajj is the wukuf of Arafah. Whoever in the state of Ihram is present on the plains of Arafah from the time Dhuhr Salah begins on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah until the true dawn of the 10th has become a Haji. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah set off with his friend on foot, beginning an approximately 11-kilometer journey to Arafah. Finally, they arrived at the blessed plains of Arafah, where the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once delivered a sermon near Jabal al-Rahmah. Every year, Prophets Khidr and Ilyas alayhi salam also come to this same place. As he passed through, a voice called out from a nearby tent, saying, "Shaykh, please lead us in dua." He began a tearful dua in his own unique fashion. Night of Muzdalifah. Due to travelling from Mina to Arafah and then to Muzdalifah, along with all other acts of worship within one day, Hajj pilgrims naturally become physically tired. When the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah departed for Muzdalifah, he saw tired and ill pilgrims being carried on the backs of others. Having walked for the entire journey, his feet became swollen. Meanwhile, buses carrying pilgrims were moving steadily without stopping. In this state of exhaustion, he was then blessed with the help and mercy of Allah. A car came to a stop next to him, in which there were some Urdu-speaking people. They said, "We are heading to Muzdalifah. Come and sit. We will take you there." Thanking Allah in his heart, he sat in the car and these pious individuals took him to Muzdalifah. superior to Laylatul Qadr. According to some scholars, the night of Muzdalifah is superior to Laylatul Qadr for Hajj pilgrims. It is better to collect the stone used at the Jamarat from Muzdalifah. Having spent the night here, he travelled to Mina to perform Jamarat itself. Saved a person's life. After the wakuf of Muzdalifah, pilgrims turned their attention to Jamarat. In those days, due to the huge number of pilgrims, accidents would occur and many people would die due to being trampled. That year, similar events unfolded. Seeing a pile of bodies, he aggrieved greatly. He later came to know there were many similar piles of bodies accumulated in other places. Suddenly, he saw a person who had fallen inside a crowd and was close to being trampled. He could not contain himself. Reaching down, he lifted him upright on his feet. Despite bending towards the ground or trying to pick something up from it being extremely risky in such a crowd. However, he could not see a Muslim being crushed before him. His friend exclaimed, "Ilyas, what did you do?" Smiling, he said, "Ask his heart. Ask the one whose life was saved how relieved he is." State of mind when throwing stones at the Jamarat. On the first day, stones are thrown at the major Satan pillar. So the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah did so. He says, when throwing these stones, think, I am stoning the Satan Hamzad, that is with me. The Qurbani of Hajj. Alongside his friend, he then purchased an animal for Qurbani and went to where this takes place. Knives were being sold for slaughtering, so he purchased one and slaughtered his own and his friend's animal. He saw other pilgrims were now coming to request to have their animals slaughtered by him as well. Out of kindness, he slaughtered 8 animals without any charge. Help from the unseen yet again. After completing his qurbani, his ihram garments had some droplets of blood on them. In this time, his friend also became separated from him. Time of Zuhr set in and he had no other garment to perform salah in. Walking alone, hungry and thirsty, he found Hajj organizational teams in Mina and asked, "Fayna suq al-Arab? Where is the Arab market?" In Arabic, Aina means where. However, in Arabia and other places, people pronounce it as Fayna. Therefore, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah said the same. After being told differing things, he later found out these people undertake this duty during the Hajj season having come from village areas and they probably do not have much knowledge of the route either. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah gave salam to an Arab with a car and explained he had been separated from his group and needed to get to Suq al-Arab. This person seated him in his car and began driving. During the journey, the Arab offered him an apple as well. The route was very busy. People's heads were visible to a great distance. The car crawled along at a snail's pace. When they arrived, the driver said, "Hada suq al-Arab. This is the Arab market." The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah again set off for an unknown location. He remembered the name of a Hajj agent and found his tent by asking others for more information. This is because Maimun Hajj pilgrims from the Kharadar and Mitadar areas of Karachi would be there. There he met Haji Ali Barakati Rahmatullahi Alayh, who would pray behind him in congregation back in Shaheed Masjid. This person was a staunch devotee of the Messenger of Allah and a murid of Sayyid Muhammad Mia Marihrawi Rahmatullahi Alayh in the Barakatiya spiritual chain. He informed Haji Ali he had become separated from his group and his garments were covered in blood. He also needed to offer Dhuhr Salah and asked if water could be provided. Haji Ali then gave him a gallon's worth of water in a container. Incidentally, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah met the son of his deceased brother Abdul Ghani, Haji Anwar. The latter was lovingly referred to as Haji Pe and had also come to perform Hajj. In the Maimon language, Pe is used for father. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's brother Abdul Ghani Rahmatullahi Alayh named his son Abdul Rahman after their father Haji Abdul Rahman Rahmatullahi Alayh. For this reason, he was fondly referred to as Haji Pe. As they began conversing, screams of fire, fire were raised and flames became visible. In the past, fires would break out nearly every year in Mina because pilgrims would take stoves with them. When the authorities banned them, people would take them secretly. If the police saw them, they would break them. As there was no punishment, people would take them thinking that the most that will happen is that they will be broken. Due to this, the occurrence of fires could not be stemmed and many people would die. Then a solution was found in fireproofing the tents in Mina. Alhamdulillah, nowadays the arrangements are much better, making things a lot easier. Fire in all directions. Fire had broken out. Haji Ali bolted towards his belongings to secure his wealth. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah said, "My wealth is this water, as I need Zuhr Salah." Even in this state of pandemonium, he did not panic. When he came out from the tent, he saw flames reaching to the sky and people running in confusion. A short time later, helicopters arrived and dropped water to extinguish the fire. He tried to tell people to avoid running and causing a stampede, as the fire was at quite a distance. But the chaos meant nobody listened. Allah forbid, if you find yourself in a perilous situation, rather than running upon seeing other people do the same, cling to a wall or pillar so that the fleeing crowd passes you. Otherwise, if unable to run at their speed or for some other reason you fall, you may be crushed under their feet. Worried about Salah. People were running in different directions to save their lives. Even in this difficult situation, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah was concerned about his Salah. He said to a person in a tent, "My ihram has blood on it from Qurbani. Please give me some space so I can clean myself with water and offer Salah." Hearing this, a reckless person exclaimed, "Maulana, our garments are also stained with blood from Qurbani and we offered Salah like this. Our hearts are clean though, Mu'adhallah." Dear Islamic brothers, this is a very severe statement, as there is an aspect of disbelief, i.e. kufr, in it. Purity is a condition for Salah, and the blood that exits an animal during Qurbani is impure. It is as though that unfortunate person rejected this condition of Salah by saying, "Our hearts are clean though." It is necessary for such a person to repent, recite the Kalima again, and renew his marriage contract. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah went to a nearby washroom. He was concerned with one thing only, and that was his Salah. Here he came across Haji Ali Barakati Rahmatullahi Alayhi again. "You have offered Zuhr prayer?" The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah said, "Give me your ihram and wear mine." He then washed off the blood on his body with two bottles of water. Purchasing two more bottles, he performed wuzu and offered Zuhr Salah on time. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Shaving the head on the tawaf of ziyara. After having his head shaved, he performed tawaf of ziyara and completed the pillars of Hajj. Only the throwing of stones was left to be performed on the 11th and the 12th. He returned to Mina and found his lost friends at the place where the fire had broken out. There was no tent facility available for rest. In those days, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah would lead Salah at Nur Masjid Kharadar. He met someone who lived near this masjid. This person offered him a place to stay, which he accepted. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah emphasized he wanted someone to awaken him for Fajr and finally fell asleep. Despite the collective tiredness of many eventful days, he still awoke for Fajr by himself and offered Salah. Due to a scarcity of water, there was great rush in the washrooms. People had to resort to buying water. On the second night, fearing a lack of water and not waking up due to tiredness, he was unable to sleep. He filled a bottle with water, hid it behind a pillar, and sat against the pillar itself. He fell asleep seated. When his eyes opened for Fajr, in a state of drowsiness, he reached for the bottle of water but found it was missing. He did manage to find other sources of water and offered Fajr Salah. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and Salah. Alongside Fard and Wajib Salah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is very punctual in offering the Sunnah and Nafl. Missing an obligatory Salah is something he simply could not fathom. He is very cautious when it comes to this topic. He says, "I cannot remember deliberately missing any Salah in my life." Even when travelling abroad, he books flights which coincide with times in which Salah does not have to be offered, as performing wuzu and offering Salah on a plane is not straightforward. Some years ago, he had to undergo an operation. Even then, he had the surgeon operate after Isha, which allowed him to not miss Fajr Salah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, we too should ensure to not show any shortcomings concerning obligatory Salah. We should offer all five Salah in congregation in the first row. Listen to the following account and also make an intention to act upon pious deed number 3 from the 72 pious deeds booklet. Today, did you give the invitation to offer Salah in your home, market, or wherever you were during the time of prayer before offering prayer yourself? Returning to Medina from Makkah. When pilgrims began their journey to Medina, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah joined a group of pilgrims on a truck. Before they set off, he asked the driver to stop at a suitable place to offer Fajr Salah. It was night time when the journey began, and he fell asleep whilst seated. When his eyes opened, the truck was moving towards Medina. He noticed some whiteness in the sky and ascertained Fajr had begun. He began to say Salah, Salah in a raised voice and hit the side of the truck to make noise. The truck driver stopped and everyone disembarked in the middle of a desert. There was complete silence and no sign of water, but he had some Zamzam water with him. Masha Allah, even then, he had such knowledge of Islamic legal rulings that he told the others, "I have Zamzam water, so I am not permitted to perform tayammum. He who has no access to water should perform tayammum." It is stated in Fatawa al-Razaviyya, ablution and ghusl with blessed Zamzam water is permissible without dislike, according to our noble imams. through the grace of Allah and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, they offered Fajr Salah and continued on their journey to Medina. Alhamdulillah, he then presented himself in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam after completing his first Hajj. To be continued in the next part. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.